Now, from BetQL, it's time for the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger.
Good morning. It's a Wednesday here on the Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. Coming up in 5 minutes, the biggest headlines in the NBA and which team deserves to be favored to win the NBA Finals. But Jenks first, they came out with the NBA All First Team, All Second Team, All Third Team yesterday. And I'm not going to say it was shocking, but there was one player who didn't make first team All-NBA that I was kind of shocked to see. And especially in the NBA where it's positionless, like I'm not going to say it's completely positionless, but when you're talking about a first team, I think they try to do one from every position, you know, two shooting guards, a point guard, four and a five. But Joel Embiid was not on the first team. And this is a guy that led the league in scoring. And I get it. Philadelphia was not the best regular season team. They were a good regular season team. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a snub for Joel Embiid?
No, I don't think so, because I think Nikola Jokic is the better player, and he's the guy who got that slot. Now, I know a lot of NBA voters tried to work them both within the first team because technically they could be awarded that designation as forwards. So there are a lot of voters who said, okay, I'll put Joker at one forward and Embiid at the other. I don't think this is a slight against Joel Embiid. I think what this is what you mentioned, which is technically they try to have one guy at each particular position. And because these guys play the same position, same way as the MVP voting, you can go back and forth as to which guy deserves it, which guy doesn't. But and you can make a strong case for either guy, but I think that's the real thing here. It's not that Embiid was not worthy of being a first teamer. I think it's just how the voting works.
And something I've realized is there's just so many good players in the NBA. And if you're wondering, here's the NBA all first team this year, Devin Booker, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, Giannis, and Nikola Jokic. So it's a stacked lineup, and I think that's the case. It's just, even if you have a great year, it's the same conversation as the MVP race, because remember how butthurt Joel Embiid was over the MVP race and saying, well, you know, I just don't know what the narrative is and, you know, the storylines. No, Nikola Jokic had the better year. And it's not saying that Joel Embiid had a bad year. It's just Jokic was a tiny bit better. And I think that's the case when it comes to the NBA all first team, because it's not like you can take Giannis out. He was the only guy that had a unanimous selection to this team. I think he got 100 of 100 votes.
Yeah, I think the Joker Embiid debate to me comes down to one simple fact, which is Nikola Jokic didn't have nearly as much help, and the Sixers are a better team. Now, if you want to make a case for Joel Embiid, I'm not going to die on this hill for Nikola Jokic. I think he was a little bit better. But ultimately, he was a guy, particularly with all the injuries on Denver's roster, who had to do it alone. Jamal Murray didn't play for like the entire season. So you remember that famous shot? You talk about it here on the show when during the playoffs, you've got Joker just sitting on the sidelines like, what can I do? I'm doing everything I can, and I'm getting no help. And we see that from Luka a lot too.
Well, and also, I'm pretty sure this award is decided just on the regular season, correct?
Yes.
Because the other one I was kind of a little surprised was Devin Booker making the first team. Because you look at the scoring, and I know that's not the only thing. He was 12th in the NBA at 26.8 points per game. But I think the factor that got him in the door is probably because the Suns were, probably the best regular season team in the NBA? You've got to give somebody on that team probably all first team, right?
No, that's totally what it is. They blistered the regular season. They absolutely were the best team in the regular season. And so you think, well, if you've got the best team, who's the best player on that team? And it's Devin Booker.
Yeah, and same goes for Jason Tatum. As electric as he has been, maybe you could make a case for some other guys. It kind of sucks for Ja Morant that he was not on the first team. But like I said, there is just so many talented players in the NBA. So certainly not a terrible thing, an indictment against your talent if you're on the second or third team. Well, right now, let's welcome in producer Double D to make sense of all of today's NBA headlines.
Fact or fiction?
I totally agree with you, Chelsea. Like, how do you differentiate the greatness of players and who's top tier and who's second tier? Like, there has to be some kind of different way to do that.
I know. It just, I think it really stinks because a lot of this is written into players' contracts. If you remember that year where Klay Thompson had an amazing year and still didn't get like NBA first team or second team or whatever, and it cost him a ton of money. So I know players do look at this as something that matters, because I know you can look at it and say, oh, well, championships and rings, those are the things that should matter to players. But in reality, this can cost guys a lot of money.
Yeah, and you're right. It is probably written into a lot of their contracts. So it's disappointing on some ends, but it's the talent is just so deep in the NBA. But that being said, tonight there is a pivotal Game 5 in the Eastern Conference Final. Fact or fiction, Jenks? Miami will regain control of this series with a win tonight over Boston in Game 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Fiction. Fiction. I got to stick with my pick before this series, which is the Boston Celtics. And if the Celtics are going to win this series, they're going to have to take one in Miami. I think tonight is that night because the Heat are wounded. They're just not quite 100%. Jimmy Butler has that ailing knee. I don't think Tyler Hero is going to play. Bam Adebayo has been inconsistent. The Heat are certainly a much better club at home, had one of the best regular season records at home that we saw this year, but this is not the same Heat team. And who knows what's going to happen in this game? It's hard to bet this series in particular because it goes back and forth, back and forth. But I think this is the time. The Celtics are the healthier squad. They have the momentum now. They can take down Miami tonight, and they need to do it in tonight's Game 5 because I fear that if they don't, they lose a Game 7 in Miami. So I say fiction. Boston takes care of business.
I'll go fiction too. And during the regular season, I would try to use a bunch of trends and stats and facts and figures to back up my opinion. But I think in the postseason, it's a little different. We've seen it how, sometimes it's gut feeling for these teams, and you can kind of do the eye test and see which team is going to go the distance. We've seen it with the Celtics since the start of the All-Star break. The fact that this is the team coming in with a ton of momentum, a team that's supremely talented and getting excellent efforts from their stars, because even when it's not Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown scored 40. I know it was in a loss, but still they have plenty of options when it comes to scoring. And then we're not even talking about their defense here. This is the meeting of two of the best defenses in the NBA. And I think I'd still give the edge to the Celtics here because they have some great rim protectors in Robert Williams and Grant Williams, the team that went head-to-head with Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I think you look at this team here, and the sabotage factor for the Heat is always they're pretty pedestrian out of the half-court offense. And we saw that last game. I would expect a bounce-back effort tonight, but looking at the spread, it's only 1.5, and the Celtics are favored here. So I think the odds makers are probably right in this one. I think the Celtics do go on to win this series. And just with the eye test, this is the team with more momentum. And I think it's the team that goes on to the NBA final. So I think this is the night where the Celtics have that statement win on the road. I'll go Celtics here, and I'll go fiction.
I, too, am going to go fiction. Like we've talked about this whole series, Miami is one of those teams when they go cold, they go ice cold. And no better example of that was the beginning of the last game, missing the first 14 shots, I believe, in that last game. Also, wanted to thank Giannis for waking up old man Al Horford playing like he's 25 instead of 35, 36. Playing great basketball. I'm also taking the Celtics tonight to just dominate and win this game and take control instead of the Heat. Moving to the West, the Mavs force a Game 5 last night. Fact or fiction, Chelsea, the Mavericks have solved the Warriors' zone defense and will actually force a Game 6 now with a win Thursday night.
Can I make a fart noise on air? Because that's how I feel about this question. No, they haven't solved anything. They shot 46% from the three-point line. That's what happened. They had a great shooting night, and the Warriors probably weren't even trying that hard. They knew that, the urgency wasn't there for the Warriors. The Mavs, were down in a corner, backed into what could have been their final game of the season. So I think situationally, this was a good spot for the Mavs. I don't expect them to become the first team in NBA history to come back from an 0-3 series deficit. No, this is absolute fiction.
Fiction. By the way, Chelsea, I don't know what's going on with you, but I've heard a fart noise and a doo-doo reference within the hour. So whatever's happening, I don't know. But I'm with you on this. I agree. What we saw from the Mavs last night is not really about the Mavericks. Full credit for getting the win. Nice job coming out and getting it done, particularly in the second quarter when they took over. But this is what the Warriors do. They've been here. All right, this is old hat. They just drop by and they say, I don't know. I'm kind of tired. I'd rather win this thing at home. Let's just win at home. We'll go. You want to play a little basketball? Maybe a little pickup game with the Mavs and we'll go home and play our best? Let's do that. Then we'll win a title. You guys want to do? Yeah, let's go out here and play. They have been here before. They have that championship DNA. Good on the Mavericks for making it a, quote, series for now. Golden State will close this thing out in game six or game five.
I completely agree. And as my mom used to say, this is a bunch of El Toro poo-poo. So
what does that mean?
I can't say it on air. It's the Spanish version of something naughty.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
See what
El
I'm saying?
Toro poo-poo.
Exactly. Yeah, fiction as well. I think this is Golden State going, gentlemen, please take this game and we'll close out at home. So I'm going fiction as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
A nice gentleman's sweep.
This is the Warriors going into Dallas and saying, tip of the cap, guys. Congrats on getting this far. But when we get back to Golden State, we're not dealing with your El Toro Pupu. So that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, it was them saying, we love what Jason Kidd had to say in the post game. We appreciate that you guys got this far. We'll actually give you a game and we'll close out at home. And staying with the Warriors are minus 140 to win the NBA title. Fact or fiction, Jenks, Golden State should be the overall favorite to win the title.
This is a fact, or as the kids say, facts. Facts. They're easily the best team remaining in the playoffs right now. And I predicted the Celtics were going to win it, but what I've seen now from Golden State is a team that has decided, okay, now we're healthy, now we're playing together, we're accustomed to Klay being back, we're deeper than other teams in the league, we can outscore you, we can outshoot you, and they play with such confidence. That's the thing that really sets Golden State apart, is their confidence and their consistency. Because what we see in the East, the Heat and the Celtics are two teams you never know what you're going to get in that series. The Warriors bring it night in and night out, and they're so consistent with how they perform. We talked about on the show, you know they're probably going to lose in Dallas in game four, right? You know, this is what the Warriors do. They're so consistent, you can predict when they're probably going to take a step back and lose a game because of how they're wired. This is an absolute fact. There's not really any value at minus 140. I wouldn't bet that, but this is the best team remaining. Absolute fact.
Yeah, they deserve to be favored here because they have the easier path. No team in NBA history has ever come back from an 0-3 series deficit. So for that reason alone, you know, the Golden State Warriors have the easiest path to the NBA Finals. So that's why they're minus 140 here. And plus, once you get to the NBA Finals, it is such a huge, I think, advantage when you play in a series that's not as tightly contested. And then looking at the Warriors, you've got to remember, this is a team that comes into the postseason pretty rested just because, you know, Steph Curry missed a large chunk of the season. Draymond Green missed a large chunk of the season. So a team that's coming into the postseason fresh. It's not like they had to scratch and claw their way through the regular season. It was pretty much a cakewalk. They had this, on lock the regular season when it came to, you know, getting to the postseason. It was a team that didn't really have to try too hard to get to this point. Looking at the Celtics, I would not be shocked if the Celtics won the NBA Finals. They look like a team of destiny, but when we're talking about deserving to be favorites, it's still the Warriors for me because of the regular season, because of the depth, and because of the experience. The fact that they've been there, done it, and I still would give them the coaching edge with Steve Kerr, who's going to throw the kitchen sink when it comes to defense at the Celtics if it is those two teams that meet in the finals. So yes, the Warriors do deserve to be favored.
I agree. This is fact as well. My only issue with it is the fact that the Warriors have not played an elite defense in this Western Conference. You are now going...
Mavs one of the better defensive teams, though?
I don't think they're that great. compared to what we're talking about with the Heat and the Celtics, those two teams are above and beyond great defensive teams. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the Warriors deal with that kind of defense. But yes, I'm going to go fact that they should be the favorites.
I think the Mavs are better than all those teams at slowing down the pace, and they are an okay defensive club. When you talk about team defense, guys that play together as a cohesive group, it's the Celtics and the Heat. So I agree with that too. I like the Mavs, and that's how they beat you, when they slow the pace down, and then it looks like they're a better defensive team than they are.
Well, yeah, because the Celtics and the Heat are number one and number two in defensive efficiency for the course of the year. So no argument there. Just saying that the Mavs aren't terrible defensively.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.